you, Arlette. Our next speaker today is Ramesh Murugasan, and he is the PhD student in bioresource engineering. He is also the first recipient of the Margaret McGillin Fellowship in Food Security, and he is currently working on small millet, and there's a couple of posters around here that are looking at small millet.
Good afternoon to everyone. Thanks for having me. My name is Ramesh Murugasan. I'm doing the PhD under the supervision of Dr. Arsat in Bioresource Engineering Department, McGill University. I'm here to present you the overview of the project which we are currently doing, which is enhancing the food security of the rural families through the production, processing, and value addition of the regional staple food grains in India. And this is the outline of the presentation. The first part of the presentation will talk about the millets. We'll give you the little introduction about millets and its nutritional and production aspects. And the final part will discuss about the project outline and the different components of the project. As you know, the hunger is the world's number one health risk. Hunger kills more people than AIDS, malaria, and TB combined every year. If you take a look at the hunger stats, 9 million children died in 2009, and one out of four children are underweight in developing countries. And every 3.6 seconds, one person dies because of hunger. And in 2010, there were around 900 million hungry people in the world. So how we can contribute to resolve this issue? According to the FAO recommendations, we have to focus on the food production, so increase the food production and increase the food accessibility, and enhance the existing processing method, that's the post-harvest storage methods, to avoid the spoilage of the foods. And the most important point which made by the FAO is to focus on the crops which requires the lower investment, and by the same time it produces the highly nutritious foods. That's where the millets comes into the picture. The millets are a group of small seeded species widely grown around the world for food and fodder. If you take a look at the grain classification, and the grains can be classified into cereal, pulses, and oil seeds, and millets comes under the cereal category. And millets can be further classified into major millet and minor millets. Sorghum and pearl millets comes under the major millet category, and all other millets such as barnyard millet, little millet, foxtail millet, and kodo, and all other millets comes under the category of the minor millets. It's basically classified based upon the production of the millets around the world. And if you take a look at the, so why we have to care about millet? Well, it has a lot of production specialties. And it has a very long history of cultivation. Some still believe that it's one of the first crop cultivated on this planet, and it's found in East Asia 10,000 years ago. And it's very much drought resistant, and it can be grown in poorly fertilized soil with very lower attention. And also, the most important point is millets can complete their cultivation cycle within 45 days. So if you compare with wheat and rice, it's more than 3 months. So it's a huge advantage. And if you take a look at the production contribution, India leads in the production in a millets production in the world. It around contributes 33%, followed by the Nigeria and Niger and other countries. And these are some of the production specialties about millets. So what about the nutritional specialties? Well, it has a very high quality protein and fiber. It also has some of the essential amino acids, and it has a lot of bunch of minerals such as iron, manganese, magnesium, and phosphorus. You're really able to understand these aspects if you really compare with wheat and rice. These are the protein comparison with different minor millets to rice and wheat. As you can see from the picture, the millets have almost equal amount of protein content as the wheat. And if you take a look at the fiber content, millets have around 8 to 10 times higher fiber content if you compare it with wheat and rice. So here are some of the specialties. So what we are doing is we are doing a project in southern part of India with a collaboration with Meghalaya University and the Agriculture University in Dharwad with funding assistance from the ITRC. So which is enhancing and enhancing the millet production and processing in the rural families in the southern part of India. So this project have a different components, and let's go one by one. So the first component of this project is to like reduce the drudgery of the woman by introduction of the simple, affordable, and workable technological solutions in the unit operations such as weeding, threshing, and dehulling and milling. For example, like we developed a dehulling equipment. We took a existing design which usually like produces very lower efficiency, and it's also like produces high broken grains. So we took the initial design and we developed. We improved the design, which can give you the efficiency of 98%, which produces the broken grinds less than 1%. And this is the prototype machine which we developed by using the improved design, and it's currently being tested in the villages in India. And second component of this project to increase the production and the productivity in locally food grains such as minor millet in those areas by understanding and effective applications of the farmer participatory technological interventions. For example, like the local farmers are encouraged to try the new varieties of the millets which produces the higher yield, and also they are encouraged to use some of the technology like the vermicomposting. For that, like the training for the farmers on compost technology has been given, and the vermicompost pits have been constructed, and the use of the vermicompost in the field as a fertilizer shown like improved productivity in the field. And the third objective is kind of like the extension work which creates which scale up the products by using the farmers gulf farmers groups and self help groups, and providing them a required machinery, assisting with the financial developments. And this is also like increasing the household income as well as the improvement in the rural socio-economic movement in those villages. As you can see from the picture, there are like some lot of trainings is given to like manufacture different types of products which used the minor millets which is grown in those areas. And these are some of the final products which made by those self-help groups. And the fourth component is improving the nutritional status of the rural households in those area. It's actually like driven by giving the nutritional education to the women and children. Also, the rural people are encouraged to consume the locally produced food grains such as millets. And as you can see from the picture, like there are like training has been given to the different women and in different schools as well. And the final component is to like to do a lot of research to produce the millet incorporated like processed food in the industrial scale. So it's in summary, so millet processing can be a remedy for the food security. And also, millet production can solve the food hunger problem. So I would like to thank my supervisor and Ivan for his technical assistance. Thank you.